On Sunday in the Country, of course, we every week have Willie Hallihan on. Willie from SportingACause.com. That is SportingACause.com. And since I found out about that, I go there and I check it on a weekly basis. Actually, twice a week. I check it on a Sunday and then I check it again on a Wednesday. We are getting into the slower season right now, but boy, is it full of things to do. Willie, nice to speak to you again today.
Likewise, Marshall. Thanks for having me on.
You know, really, I've made it a habit now when I find websites that do have things that you don't find anyplace else. I like to check in on them twice a week. And yeah, even though we're going into the heart of winter where a lot of things aren't going on, I think it's pretty cool the way you have the website sportingacause.com set up where you can go by all events or some events, and they're all in chronological order, and they all have tons of information.
Well, thank you, and thank you for checking it out on a regular basis. That's the whole purpose of it. You know, there are a lot of things going on. You know, it's one of my fears of having a sports-related site was that if people weren't into sports themselves, then they might not feel there's anything in there for them. But some of the sports events are not participatory necessarily. Some of them are. Where a running event, for example, you pay your fee. You run in it, and that's the fundraiser. But there are some events that are spectator sports, like Jump Fest or some of the other things going on. The Bond Spiels that I've talked about a little bit in Norfolk, the curling competition. So there are things to do, and there are plenty of causes. Sometimes, although the event might not resonate with you, the cause that's benefiting from it does, and it's an opportunity to contribute or at least find out what's going on.
Well, you know, it's funny. You'd be surprised how many people are interested in sports events. Maddie McAvoy's son, and Maddie is not the hugest sports fan, but when it's soccer season, he plays soccer. She's a soccer fan, and he plays hockey now for Salisbury, and they were out playing, and she actually videoed him racing down the ice and scoring a goal. So,
oh, nice.
Sports is a lot like performing here. When you've got a family and you've got family members that participate in it, people all of a sudden become very interested in sports, not only the games but the fundraisers and how to fund the teams and things.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely true. You go to an event, and if you have children, say someone has three or four children, you're an active family, and each one goes and gets interested in a different sport or activity. All of a sudden, you're going to karate tournaments and basketball games and everything else. Where before that, you couldn't have cared less about any of those. But you're made to be interested, and that's good. That's great.
I see. It was the way in my family. My brother Mitchell, my brother Mark, my sister Moanne, all sports. My mother was glad when I came along because I just like to eat. And I used to like to watch sports.
Well, there's a lot to be said about gathering for dinner, too.
That's right. All right, let's take a look what you've got.
Okay, well, as you said, things are slowing down quite a bit, partially because of the time of year, but the holidays tend to slow things down, too, because people have got other things going on. Yesterday, there was Santa Made Me Do It 5K, the interestingly named race down in Bethlehem. Very successful. That's been running for a while. This coming Saturday, the 15th, there are a couple more sort of holiday-themed runs. There's the Jingle Bell Free Run up at the Berkshire Running Center. That's a store up in Pittsfield, Mass. I've spoken to them before. They're very active because they're involved in running apparel and so forth. They also help organize runs and help fundraising events too, but that's a free run. But people are asked to bring a toy or cash for the Eagle Santa Toy Fund. The Eagle is refers to the Berkshire Eagle, the newspaper up there, and they, believe it or not, the Eagle Fund raises about $45,000 a year for toys, and probably other things too for children in the Upper Berkshire County area, and. Also next Saturday is the Norfolk Pub 10-mile road race. Now, why someone decided to have a race in Norfolk, of all places, in the wintertime, I don't know, but it's been around for a long time. It gets a great turnout, and people bundle up for it, and it's a highly successful race, and part of the proceeds from that go to the USA Track and Field organization, kind of the overriding entity in the running world for some of their youth programs. And then well, there's kind of a hiatus for a couple of weeks. The December 28th and 29th, that's a Friday and Saturday, that's the weekend of the kids' Christmas vacation. SWASA, Salisbury Winter Sports Association, is having its annual junior ski jump camp. It's a two-day affair where children 7 years old or older can come and learn how to ski jump. We have three hills. If any parents are listening, we don't send them off the big hill right away. We have a little 20-meter hill, a 30-meter, and then our large 70-meter. But they learn on the little one, a little hill. They learn. It helps if your child is interested. It helps if they're already have been on skis, because they're asked to bring their downhill skis and boots and a helmet. A helmet is required. No poles. You don't need any poles. And they start off very gently. They'll just have the youngsters ski down the landing hill of the 20. It's a very gradual slope. And then when they're confident, they might go off the little hill. And it's a progression, like you learn anything. But we'll get 35. Sometimes I think a record is like 40 children that came out for the jump, which is remarkable for a sport that's, well, quite honestly, it's a fringe sport. It's not in the mainstream of people's attention like some of the other sports. But, and as I said before, not every kid wants a sport where you leave the ground at some point while you're doing it. But we get a great turnout every year. And more importantly, one of the things that the SWASA people wanted me to stress is that it's not just the two-day clinic. If you enjoy the sport, then you can participate in our jumping program for the rest of the season. It goes except for Jump Fest, when we need the hill for that. The children will jump two or three evenings a week and one weekend day, either a Saturday or Sunday. We have lights there so they can jump after school and into the evening. They can even, believe it or not, as they learn, they can take a trip up to Lake Placid sometime during the season if they want and compete against their 7 or 8 year old peers at the site of two Winter Olympics. So it's very cool. It's a very cool event. It's a very cool sport for those who are interested. It's $50 a person for 2 days, and they get lunch both days, 2 days of training, and a T-shirt to the first 25. Kids who sign up. So that's the 28th and 29th, the Friday and Saturday at the end of the school vacation week, and that's over at Satry Hill. And if anybody's interested, they can call Ariel Picton, is our the aptly named Ariel Picton, who's a ski jumper herself, is our coach. She's a great gal. She's great with the kids. And if you want any information or to sign up, you can email her. Her email is Ariel, that's A-R-I-E-L dot S-W-S-A at gmail.com. And that pretty much takes us through the end of the year. On New Year's Day, I mean, there was a time in my life years ago when I barely saw New Year's Day, but there's a... The Milton Resolution 5-Mile Run, that's in Milton, Connecticut. It's the Milton Run at Milton Hall on Milton Road in the town of the village of Milton, which is really in Litchfield. And that's a very popular race that's been run for years and years and years. And that's New Year's Day. And then as we get into the new year, there are more bond spiels, those curling events. I'll talk about them again because I'd love for people. It'd be a great. There are always several days. They're either Thursday through Sunday or Friday through Sunday, and they're free to watch. They're fundraisers, but they raise money because the people who participate, they're five-person teams. They pay to participate, and that's how they make their money. But it's free for anybody to go and watch, and they have a beautiful facility. When there's a competition, there are plenty of people around to explain to you what's going on. If you're watching the action and something doesn't make sense, the curlers are very, very passionate promoters of their sport, and they're always willing to talk to people. That's in Norfolk, by the way. And then, in January and February, there are volleyball tournaments. I hope to get a pretty good schedule of high school sports fundraisers. And then, of course, there's Jump Fest coming in February. That's SWASA's main fundraiser. It's a 3-day, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, of ski jumping, which includes the Eastern U.S. Ski Jumping Championships, which are on Sunday. It's a required jump for kids in the East who are vying to make the junior national team, which is the next lowest step below the Olympics. And I tell people, and I write it in our publicity, that when you go to watch ski jumping at Swassa, you're going to see future Olympians, because the Eastern jumpers are very good. In the Sochi Olympics in Russia, there are 4 slots for American jumpers, and 3 of them were Eastern jumpers, and all 3 of them had jumped in Salisbury every year. We watched them grow up. We watched them from being little kids to as soon as they were competent enough to jump the big hill. We watched them make the junior nationals at Salisbury, because the team is always named after our jump. They pick the team after the conclusion of Jump Fest. And we've seen them in the Olympics. So you literally can see future. It's like going to a minor league baseball game and seeing the future. I don't know. You, Marshall, you're a fan. You pick a baseball player who made it.
It's like seeing Willie Hahn here, who came from Housatonic Valley Regional High School, is a star at UConn, and he's going to be drafted by the major leagues.
Yes, and so deserving too. Yeah. He's a hustler. People don't always realize that it's not just a rinky-dink jump. It's extremely important in the whole ski jumping world. Salisbury, we won the Hill of the Year award 1 year, so we're well respected in nationally in the ski jumping world, and we get great athletes, future Olympians, and it's worth checking out. So that's in February, the weekend after the Super Bowl. So we got lots coming up. Of course, nothing's as busy as it is in the summer, but we got plenty to do.
All right. Now, very quickly before we go, I can't believe it's the 4th annual already for Swassa. The White Hart has that dinner coming up for the Salisbury Winter Sports Association.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for mentioning that. There's the White Hart, bless their hearts, put on the chicken pot pie dinner to benefit Swassa. It's a sports-related fundraiser of sorts. It's Thursday, the 20th of December, the White Hart gives us all the proceeds. It's like $30 a person. You get the pot pie, and it's a full dinner, and they give us all the proceeds, not just the profits from it, which is it's a big difference there. And the Housatonics come and perform, in this busy time of year, they take the time out from their lives to come and entertain us, and it's great. And if you're not in the Christmas spirit by then, the White Hart always is decorated in fine holiday fashion, and that room, that hunt room, is always well decorated. There's a fire going in the fireplace. The problem is that there's limited seating. They can only accept, 50, maybe 52 or so reservations. So if you're interested, and they always end up turning a handful of people away, which is too bad, but that's the way it has to be. So if anybody's interested, there'll be quite a few of us Swassa directors go, and friends and so forth. So it fills up rather quickly. But there's still plenty of seating now. You can call the White Hart. That's 860-435-0030 to make a reservation. Hope to see you there. It's a fine time. It's a perfect time of year, and holiday music from the Housatonics and great food, and it helps out Swassa. Helps our youth skiing programs.
All right, Willie, another week come and gone.
Yep. Scary, isn't it?
It is. Very scary.
Thank you, Marshall, so much for having me on.
All right, we'll speak to you next week.
Take care.